Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You have to budget your time and energy?
Yeah, you have distractions at home.
Yeah, totally.
And you don't have a boss over your corner like, hey, what the fuck are you doing right now? Are you fucking playing Minesweeper and shit?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have
that. Steve has me saying that.
Yeah, sure. And I am playing Minesweeper.
He's not playing Minesweeper. He's playing Red Dead Redemption.
Hell yeah.
Can't play my cowboy game.
Red Dead Redemption 2, bro. Hey, you're listening to the shit they don't tell you. You know what that is?
It's our podcast. It's our podcast, honey.
I'm freezing up here. I'm freaking out.
You're freaking out?
I'm freaking
out. Don't freak out. It's just our podcast. It's a CastBox original, produced in partnership with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Did you know that?
Yes.
Are you freaking out?
I'm freaking out over
Stop
here.
Stop freaking out, honey.
Look, you know why I'm freaking out? Because of the deals, okay? You get this for free. All right, this app is for free. And then it's where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts. But we honestly hope that you'll give CastBox a shot because we think it's the best.
It's like home base.
Are you listening to this on CastBox?
Hopefully.
Then why are we advertising it to you? I guess is my question.
In case they're not.
Hey, if you're on Android or you're on Apple, your tools. Tools of the system.
No, they can get it. They can get CastBox if they're on Android or Apple.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Why didn't anyone tell me? Hi, welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. My name is T. Green. I'm joined today by my beautiful wife.
Hi, I'm
Nikki
beautiful.
Nikki Limo. Wow, don't say you're beautiful.
You said it.
Let other people say it.
Well, how come I'm not allowed to say it, but then when I say I'm an ugly fucking bitch, that people are like, hey, self-love, man.
Well, right.
Like, you can't ever win.
No, you can't. Because it's just not fun when people talk about how they're good looking. It's not fun.
Well, I never think I'm good looking. I always think I'm fat and ugly. And then you're like, no, you're beautiful. You're
That's
a sexual
true.
Beast. And then I'm like, I'm a beautiful sexual beast. And you're like, hey, wait a second.
Well, yeah, don't
wait
say it.
Wait a second.
Yeah, don't say it. Thank you.
All right. Anyway, so I don't know what I am. Maybe I'm an ugly sexual beast.
No, you're a sexual. I think you're a sexual being.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm a sexual being. Oh, no.
No, that's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
But saying you're a sexual beast is a little bit like, whoa. Who does she think
Sounds
she
like
is?
Sounds like I'm very virile. Okay. Hello. Today, our topic is working from home. We get a lot of questions about, how do you work from home? How do you even start working from home? And I think first you should determine if you're even a person that actually wants to work from home. Because
do you want to work from home? What you should do is make a little list for yourself and have a little checkbox and say, like, do I want to work from home? And then if you can check yes or you check no.
Yeah.
And then you know if you want to work from home or not. Yeah, right?
Because most people would check the yes box.
True.
Right?
I think hella people would.
I think, yeah, 99% of people would definitely off the bat check the yes box. But that's because it sounds like a dream to work
yeah,
from home.
Sounds tight.
It's like, ooh, I get to work in my pajamas all day.
Yep.
I could sleep in as late as I want.
Oh, sounds dope.
Ooh, a boss could never fire me.
Oh, I can turn on a movie in the background while I work.
I could have my pets there.
Oh, yeah.
While I'm working.
I can eat from my own fridge, which is sometimes a good thing and sometimes a bad thing.
Yeah, and all the stuff is selling you on it. But then you know, all the other stuff is the stuff that's
super hard
and why most people don't work from home. So we're going to tell you the pros and cons of working from home. So you know exactly what you're getting into if you're like kind of on the fence about whether or not you want to do it, or maybe you have a little side hustle and you want to make it your main hustle and you're like, but I don't know if I could pull it off. Well, here's like some insight from two people who work from home who have very different ways of working from home.
Nikki's going to try to get you guys to want to work from home, and I'm going to try to get you guys to not want to work from home.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I don't want people to work. I don't want people to get in our game.
I don't think I'm going to try to get you to work from home. I'm just going to be very analytical about it and tell you all the things that I wish I would have known, because that's what our podcast is yeah. Shit they don't tell you.
Sure.
There's definitely a lot of shit they don't tell you about working from home. I first of all, didn't ever know I would work from home. I don't even think I was really aware that that was a possibility when I was younger. Did you like think of that? Like, to me, adults worked at an office.
So my dad actually had a business, a side hustle, as you said, yeah. Where he was one of the early people who was copying music, like DVDs and CDs. Well, it's just CDs.
You mean
at
burning?
Time. Yeah, burning.
Okay.
So he would like put
For those of you who are under 25, burning CDs is when you would download some music off the internet or off of another CD and burn it onto another CD. I know people don't use CDs
That's
anymore.
True. Yeah, they don't.
That's what I'm trying to tell
you.
Yeah,
them. So my dad, that was his side hustle. So he used to do that when we lived in Virginia. He had this whole room that we weren't allowed to go in. So, of course, we wanted to go in all the time. And inside the room was like this CD burner thing that he had to have the computer on all fucking day because it took so long to burn.
Yeah.
Which is amazing now because like now you can get like through the air.
Wait, so this was his side hustle? So he would burn CDs and sell them?
Yeah. Yeah, and he would even print like the jewel cases and all that kind of
my
shit.
Uncle did that.
Yeah.
I don't think he would sell them. Maybe he did.
My
I
old
don't
man
know.
Sold them. And sold them for it was like $150 or some shit. Like it was a pretty good amount.
He sold a seed.
Yeah, he did it for bands too.
Oh, I get it. Okay, yeah. Well,
but he also put them in the paper, and he was like, "Hey, if you want this shit, let me know," which was
so
funny.
He would advertise.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was like a little business because he had marketing.
But it's funny because my dad was also doing pretty good at the time. So, but he was still side hustling.
Well, that's why it's a side hustle.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, his main hustle was doing good, and then he had a little side hustle, which is how most of working from home starts. So like the types of what are some jobs that are where you can work from home? An independent contractor, you're a writer, an editor, a graphic designer. Basically, any job you could do from a computer,
you
could work from home.
You could be a Bitcoin miner.
Or if you like sell things on eBay or Etsy or stuff like
there
that.
There you go.
Well, in any case, I think that these will all be things that will be helpful to know. The type of people that would benefit from working from home, I think, are more like independent, self-disciplined, self-motivated. Like your dad is pretty like self-motivated.
Oh, yeah,
because even absolutely. Now his main hustle is he works from himself.
Yeah, he generates all the motivation himself.
And the only reason I'm talking about all this is because so my mom, she's not like this.
Yes.
And she was always like, it'd be a dream to work from home, right?
Right.
And then she, like her company that she worked for got merged with another company and there was only one position that was her position. So the other company's person took her position.
Yeah, they swallowed her up.
Right. So she got a severance package and then she was like working from home basically, like figuring out what she wanted to do next.
Yeah.
And she looks.
She was really just fired, and then she was trying to figure out what she was going to do next.
Fired.
Or laid off. But trying to figure out what she was going to do next.
Those are very different things.
Well, no, I know. But I'm just saying, she's just trying to figure out what she's going to do next.
Yeah,
at
but
home.
She had a plan. So she was going to like start a business stuff. You know, she had a plan, right?
Yes.
And then 5 months goes by, and she didn't do anything. She's like, I don't even know what happened in those five months.
Like, I watched a hell of a lot of Judge Judy, I'll tell you that.
And that's because you have to be so disciplined and like structured and self-motivated and you know, good at telling yourself what to do and sticking to it.
Right.
That's why I'm saying, like, if you're someone that benefits more from like working with a group or like having a schedule already in place, I don't think that you would really necessarily like working from home or get a lot done working from home. So I just wanted to say that first of all. Okay, pros and cons. Pros, we went over the pros. You get to work in your pajamas, all
that's
that
so
shit.
Sick.
All that cool
you pet
shit.
You your kitties all day.
The hard stuff is like,
you go do your dishes real quick.
Oh, that's not the fun stuff.
Well, no, but it's you get shit done that you don't wouldn't get done if you're at work.
That's actually one of the distractions, I think.
You don't have to go sit in traffic.
True.
That's
no
the
commute.
Number one for me,
that's
bro.
That's probably the number one commute. I mean, the number one commute. Excuse me, my brain hasn't had coffee yet. Yeah, not sitting in traffic is great, but also it can make you fat. Like, both of us gained so much weight
after
we started working from home because we're literally not moving.
You just don't move that much.
You don't even walk to your car.
No.
You're walking from your bed to another place in your house.
Yeah, you got to make yourself walk,
you
which
have to
is
make
a
yourself
friggin'
move.
Joke, bro.
You don't even realize how much you move when you work in an office or somewhere else where, like, you have to walk to your car, you have to park, then you walk from your car to wherever the building is, then you're walking around the building.
Yeah, you're getting 10,000 steps or somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here...
But, dude, I noticed that when we used to do the podcast in Beverly Hills...
Yeah.
We're getting like a lot of steps just going there and going up to the fucking 10th floor and going down. And
there's a lot more steps there than
this
Burbank office.
Get.
True. Yeah. So there's that. But also it's hard to shut off work and do your personal life or vice versa. Like for me, it's hard to shut off the work. Some people it's hard to shut off their personal life.
Right.
Whatever one you are, you know, prioritizing more. It can be hard to like, you know, draw the line between what's personal and what's work.
Right.
You also... You have to budget your time and energy.
Yeah, you have distractions at home.
Yeah, totally.
And you don't have a boss over your corner like, hey, what the fuck are you doing right now? Are you fucking playing Minesweeper and shit?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have
anything like that. Steve has me saying that.
Yeah, sure. And I am playing Minesweeper.
He's not playing Minesweeper. He's playing Red Dead Redemption.
Hell yeah. Can't play my cowboy game. Red Dead Redemption 2, bro.
And whatever he does in his office, I can't monitor that. But whenever he's playing the cowboy game,
that's
I'm like, what
sure.
the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
Go work on something.
Well, I'm trying to keep my honor as high as I possibly can while I still fuck around.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, if you have something do.
No, I'm talking about inside the game.
Huh.
Because there's an honor system.
I know, I got it.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I got the reference.
I just wanted to be very clear.
Holy
yeah.
shit. I'm not dense.
Okay.
I understand
you. Well, no, but you only played the game for like, I don't know, like 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, I know, but when you start talking about honor or using key buzzwords like that, I'm like, okay, this is like code talk for your fucking stupid game lingo.
Okay, I'm just making sure I want to be very clear to everyone listening.
And then when he's not doing that, he's probably talking about his honor on a Reddit forum or some shit.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's how Steve works from home.
That's true.
I'm going to tell you how to actually work from home, though. You have to budget your time and your energy.
You're just talking to me today?
Huh?
You're talking to me today? I got it.
This is my non-directive way of telling Steve how to fucking work at home.
Yeah, you can try.
Yeah.
I get plenty done, though. Ain't nobody fucking write scripts like your old man, Steve Green, do.
Are you my old man?
Like your man.
I hope to God you're not my old man.
I burn through scripts. So you go ahead and talk all your hatred.
You burn through scripts at home or go work
both.
On them with people?
I bothify.
Steve is very much a group project person.
I am. I do thrive in the group environment.
He's a more social person that would probably benefit more from going somewhere to work, but he is.
No. I don't like that.
I don't
get shit done that way.
But it seemed like you did.
When you used to
go work at Maker and stuff?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, people sitting at Starbucks and shit. I don't do that.
No, that's still working for yourself. I mean, Starbucks is not your home, but it's still, like, you still have to get your own schedule. I'm talking about you going to a place with a schedule already and set. Because the thing about Steve is he will follow whatever schedule you set for
Always.
Him. Like, I usually set his schedule. I'm like, hey, on Tuesday we're filming this. On Wednesday
true.
You have writing.
Well, you let me know what the things that I don't know about. That we're doing, and then I let you know the things that I know about.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't.
I'm like, I'm riding with the boys Wednesday from 1 to 7 o'clock or whatever.
Okay.
You
yes, but this is only fulfilling my point. So you.
I'm riding
do,
with Michael on Thursday.
Right. You do things when other people are holding you accountable. You don't.
Oh, true.
You
true,
don't
true,
have
true.
A structure that you do by yourself at home.
Well, that depends. I actually do have a structure. It's just not during the day, because I don't. You're right. Because I am a social writer person.
Yeah.
So during the day, I don't write. During the day, I write at night.
Yeah,
that's when I can thrive, because there's a different frequency, and I don't get a bunch of emails and shit.
Yes,
and I can just focus.
This is
on
a
that.
Completely different topic about nighttime people and daytime people.
Also,
but...
it really helps me to sleep if I drink warm milk.
Ew. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
You never sleep anyway.
What are you talking about?
You don't sleep. It's like Steve doesn't sleep. This is the thing about Steve.
I got. Yeah.
Or he sleeps all day.
No, I don't sleep all day.
Yeah, you don't sleep for like a week, and then you sleep all day a day.
Oh yeah, maybe I'll do like, I was up for a long time, and then I wake up at like 11 or something.
Yeah, so Steve's an example of how not to run your schedule if you work from home.
I think I'm a pretty good example, actually.
He's a different example. He's an option.
I think I'm pretty good at it.
But yeah, that's another con is there's no socializing. So if you're a very social person, you like
Yeah, that's always a bummer about it.
Yeah, what do you get energized by? So
I know.
So I miss going into an office and stuff. Exactly. I think you get energized by it.
Yeah.
I think you get creatively energized. I think you ideas that way. I don't. I think people are draining. So I like going on. I think you're draining. Sure. That's why I try not to talk to you. I get energized by like doing alone things, like going on a walk and doing yoga and meditating, writing in my stupid journal. And
you're a real unique person over there. Like, what, damn,
am I selling myself as a unique?
No,
person?
You just sound like of every single Instagram yoga person ever.
No, I'm telling them like that's
I love it.
Those that's the type of person that would do well setting their own schedule.
Yeah, hashtag thankful.
Like not socializing.
And you got like,
I'm not trying to sell myself as
a
special person.
And you have a coffee, picture of coffee with the phone, and it's got a hashtag on the phone.
You're so annoying. It's like not even what I'm getting at.
Okay.
God, I'm just trying to say that I'm not a social person.
I like it.
You're an asshole. Anyway, the other cons. Can I just get through these cons?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
People think that you're available because you're home. That's another thing.
Oh, wait. What does that mean? Available. Like we can go hang right now?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Just the normal context of what people use as available?
I see.
What is wrong with you?
God. I was just thinking like, I don't know what I was thinking.
Is there another definition?
Well, no, I thought it was like, people think you're more available, like you're emotionally more available or some shit. I don't know. I don't know. Moving on.
All right. Sorry. Please excuse my... stupid idiot husband.
Hey, I'm doing
who's getting
good.
On my fucking nerves right now. Time goes by faster. That's my last con. Can I just get through these? Time goes by so fast.
I think it goes by pretty slow.
Unless you're talking to Steve Green. Then you're just, it's just like, man, when is this conversation going to end?
That's not true. Most of the time you break off the conversation with me.
Yeah, exactly. So those are some cons that I came up with.
Sometimes I'll visit her 3 times in a row, and then she's like, okay, well, you have to leave.
Yeah.
Because she's up the stairs or whatever, and I'll go bug her a couple times because I forgot to ask everything I was going to ask.
Yeah, so that brings me to my next point is setting boundaries. You got to set boundaries. You got to set a lot of them.
I know if Nikki's door is shut, then she probably does not want to talk to me very
much. That's my boundary. That's a physical boundary.
But then there's always 2 kitties waiting outside the door, too.
Yeah, I have boundaries for kitties, too. Kitties are a distraction. You think it's so cool having your pet there all the time, but really, they just want to climb all over your shit all the time.
Yeah, they just want to climb all over you all day long.
Yeah, it's very distracting.
But not me, though. They don't even care
also,
if I'm alive.
Also, they put me to sleep. Like, if they start cuddling me, man, I just fall asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't be having that. So, so having pets there is fun, but it's not always a great thing. So I would say some shit that they didn't tell me before I started working from home that I wish I would have known earlier that I had to learn is setting boundaries. Like, have a work area. Don't work in your bed. Don't work in your bed. Because what happens if you have mucky personal/work areas where you don't know which one's which is that you never stop working or you never stop being in your personal space.
Sure. You never stop personally.
Also, it's really bad for your sleep if you work on a computer and then go to sleep work on your computer right before you go to bed.
Is it?
Yeah, it's bad for your sleep.
Why?
Because of all the electromagnetic fucking frequencies or whatever from your computers.
Oh, wow. Very scientific explanation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you didn't know you were dating a scientist, did you?
I didn't know.
Or that you were dating anyone.
Yeah, I guess I'm dating somebody too. Wow.
All right. So yeah, right now, we have separate offices currently.
Yes.
That is the setup. You don't have to have that. It just helps us because there's 2 people working at home.
Yes.
Instead of just 1 person. If you were alone working at home, be really nice probably.
Yeah,
you could have whatever area you wanted.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It's your work area.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to be in the laundry room like me.
It's not the laundry room.
It's the laundry room.
You want to switch?
No.
No, and why is that, Steve? Because it's the biggest room in the house.
Yeah, it's big.
And because
but
it's dark.
But I will say, when the laundry's on, it pretty much sucks in there.
Don't do laundry during work hours.
It's like being in a spaceship.
So the next one is set work hours. don't do any personal things during those work hours.
Oh, okay.
That's something that's what I should do. Steve does not do.
Yeah, I should do that for the laundry schedule.
Yeah, you should probably not just do laundry during the times you're supposed to work.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Not that you work during the day, as we established earlier.
Yeah, I like
so
to do it at night.
I don't understand why the laundry would be a problem. Just
well,
run the laundry during the day.
I laundry at night, too. So
why would you do that?
Well, it's a mistake. I agree.
So stupid. Yeah. Okay. Also, your
out,
workspace. Have it be something inspiring. Have it be something inspiring, but not distracting.
Oh, I agree with that.
Good. So what's your workspace like, Steve?
Well, right now it's not very good, but I want it to be very inspiring. Like I have a wall that I used to have in our old place that used to have all my favorite stuff on it.
Mm-hmm. Who built that wall for you?
You did. But yeah. And then I haven't reconstituted that.
Because someone probably didn't rebuild it for you.
Yeah, because I just make it look like shit when I do something. It looks like when I moved into Koreatown and I was a bachelor and it was like IKEA furniture and shit. That's basically how I'll make almost anything look.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I could be a designer for like a college kid. You know what I mean? Where it's like, hello, I'll be your designer. And then like I go to IKEA and I buy like one of those fucking pictures of LA with the wood around it.
And you buy the foam block, the like generic shelving with the squares.
Absolutely. Yeah. I buy them.
The black ones.
One of those puffy light fixtures.
All male bachelor furniture is black always. It's just like the black plywood,
like
whatever.
I like the dark wood stuff. I do. I've always liked that. But then, usually IKEA stuff is black. And you're like, well, it looks better than white because I know white will be fucked in 5 days. And it is.
I guess. Yeah. It always goes in and out of style, though. Like right now, white walls with black accents is kind of in style. So every 10 years, maybe it comes back in style for you.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, so for my working environment, I have to have natural light. It just has to be that way. We picked our house that we're in now based on the fact that we're working from home and made sure that there was a room that had natural light during the day.
Yeah, I don't like natural light.
I know.
During my work hours.
Yeah, so that's why Steve is in the dark room.
Yes.
So we found a house that suited both of our work needs.
But I wasn't like a pain in the ass about it where I'm like, if this office has light in it, I refuse to buy this house.
Well, no, because you could just shut it out with a curtain. Yeah. Yeah. But for me, like, I just need that, especially working in a creative field. It just, like, I need nature. I need nature around me.
You
like,
do.
If there's darkness, I just want to crawl into a
hole. That's why we have 7,000 plants in our house.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I like that.
I know.
Don't act like you don't like that shit.
I don't like having 7,000 plants, but I like
we
the way that you make it look.
Plants.
I like the way you make it look.
All right. I like plants, so that inspires me.
Yeah. My mom likes plants too, so I'm used to it.
And I try to keep as many distractions as possible out of the workspace. So, because one of the reasons that that you get distracted is because you're working at home. So all the home problems, like we were just talking about a plumber, because our our garbage disposal is broken.
Yes.
And I was just asking Steve about the plumber. And because we're working in an environment where the garbage disposal is right downstairs, like it's right there, like it's very tempting to fix it while you're supposed to be working on your own projects.
I want to get a pinball machine.
That's so random.
Well, no, because we were talking about my office.
I wasn't. I was talking about personal distractions.
Okay. I'll talk about this when we talk about the pinball machine segment of the show.
You want to get more distractions in your office?
Oh, is that a distraction?
I don't know.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, that could be a distraction.
You're an adult. Make up your own mind what a distraction is.
No, I just
holy
wanted to
shit.
I just want to get the Lethal Weapon 2 pinball machine because it has a really cool play field.
Okay. Do you want to lead the rest of this?
No. Go ahead.
No, I'll wait for
the pinball machine segment. And then
I don't have a pinball machine segment. You could just spin off. Just do your own pinball machine segment.
Maybe you could be like, at the end, we could do a pinball machine segment.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool. All right, so setting work hours. Let's talk about that. Work hours, which you don't have, Steve? Mm-hmm.
It depends. If I'm, you're talking about being at home, working at home?
Yeah, that's what the topic is.
Yeah. So, not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's night, when the sun goes down, then I'm like, yeah, I can get shit done.
So you just base it off the daylight? Because right now, the daylight ends at
4:30. Which is awesome. Which is way awesome.
So you find that you're able
to concentrate.
Creatively,
I can really, because when I'm writing with somebody, like when I'm writing with Mike or whatever, mm-hmm. it's so easy to just write because we are bouncing off each other.
Right.
But doing that alone is so hard for me because I get very negative about mm-hmm. whatever I came up with. So at night, for some reason, I'm not as harsh on myself with that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So would you, do you set like actual hours then where you're like, hey, after 10 o'clock or yeah, usually after midnight,
it's really after about meals for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, after I eat whatever I'm going to have, like when it's nighttime, like dinner time, mm-hmm. I'm going to work the whole rest of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but then when do you stop? Just when you fall asleep at your office?
When I fall asleep, yeah. Basically, when I start falling asleep or I feel like I'm going to fall asleep or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the hard part for me was setting work hours because like you naturally want to sleep in, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a morning person. I get more of my energy during the day.
Right.
So I was sleeping in until 9 thinking, oh, I have like the whole rest of the day or whatever. But I don't actually have the energy to go the whole rest of the day. So I had to be really mindful of that. And I wake up at 6:30 now so I can get like personal stuff out of the way first.
Yeah. And how's that been for you?
It's been way better. Like I find myself being so much more productive getting up earlier, even though it's kind of sucks like waking up that early. Like who wants to wake up at 6:30 when you don't really have to? But what I was finding was I was getting a lot of anxiety because I couldn't get work done on time and do my exercise and meditation and the things that I actually need to like feel more creative and like take care of myself with. I was not prioritizing those because I wanted to get the work done and then I was just super drained. So waking up earlier, I actually have more energy because I'm getting all that stuff done before work hours, which for me is like I try to make it like from 9 to 7 p.m. So 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'll go later if I need to, or like sometimes we have like a shoot set or an audition happens and like I'll do that and then work later. But I mean, having that base work schedule is great because then when people ask me if I'm available or I can do something, I already have those work hours in place.
Right.
You know, so I can tell them yes or no based on the work hours.
But like you said, because we work from home, a lot of times when people like want to hang at certain parts of the week, they're like, well, you can totally do it if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's part of being a YouTube person too, is you have to be like, no, I really can't though, because I have to work on this.
Yeah,
shit.
People don't understand, which is great. Now our friends are, mostly all of our friends are YouTubers now, so they understand.
It's way easier now.
But before when it was kind of like a 50-50 mix of people where like a lot of them weren't YouTubers, a lot of them had 9-to-5 jobs, like if they had a day off, they're like, let's hang. And it's like, well, I can't.
Exactly.
And they didn't really understand that, especially dating.
Oh, yeah.
Like back in the dating life, like if your significant other didn't. Yeah. If your significant other didn't work at home, it was hard to explain it to them that like, no, I'm actually like editing a video.
Right.
And it's like,
even when we first started dating, I would edit Tough Talks or whatever. And it was harder because I just had to do it. I was like, I have to get this done. I have to. You were very understanding.
Yeah, yeah. Because I worked in the same field.
Yeah.
But dating someone that isn't part of that, it's harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get up at 6:30. I do all my personal stuff. I also have a planner that's easy to keep track of like what I have going on during the week. If I didn't have that, I think I'd go insane.
I think you would.
Definitely, if you work at home, like have some sort of physical schedule, whether it's in your phone or in a planner. I don't know how to end this before the break. We have to go on a break.
I think we're ready to take a break now.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So we'll be right back after a word from these sponsors. Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, hope you're enjoying this break, and also hopefully you're subscribed to CastBox, because although you can listen to our podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, we think CastBox is really cool.
Listen, everywhere else is the Walmart of podcasts, but this is the mom and pop shop. Great people. Go there because there's great people.
Just a great app, a solid app, a five-star app. Speaking of ratings, if you could just rate and review our podcast, it really helps people find us. We love you for that. I love you. Like,
if you're too
give
cool
you a
to
piece
click,
of my heart.
That's pretty cool. I will say that's really cool, but it really does help.
Please do it. Please
just
like
click the
just
thing.
Please like us. Okay, so let's rewind back to separating personal life from work life, because I think that's the number one hardest part about working from home is that having those lines between personal and work, and like really how do you do that, because no one tells you that. That's yeah. like the thing that no one tells you. So
well, routine's good, right?
Routine is great.
Yeah. And like my brother says that he likes to get up and then he like takes a shower and gets ready. Even if he has nothing to do. Well, no, even if okay. he has nothing to do, so that way he's like, oh, I'm in work mode now.
Yeah, I was going to talk about like even having a work uniform, like not really a uniform, but you could be in pajamas all day if you work from home.
Yeah.
But having like changing into jeans or into like regular people clothes kind of helps put you in the mindset to work. Like you're not here to lounge, you're not here to relax, you're here to work.
It's a really good thing to get yourself into the gym too, that I used to do. Way back when, is I would dress like I'm going to the gym, even
yeah.
if I wasn't. So that way I would still feel inclined to work out wherever I was.
Yeah. So it's like the same thing for working.
Yes.
Yeah. I even do that now. So during the personal time is like the only time that I have to work out. So when I wake up at 6:30, I put my yoga or my workout outfit or whatever, I put my gym clothes in the bathroom, because the first thing I do when I wake up is go to the bathroom.
Right.
And since I'm already in the bathroom, might as well change into my
You're
gym clothes.
You're the most on-schedule person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but it's...
You do the same thing every single day, no matter what.
It's because if I don't, I can spiral so easily into doing nothing.
I see.
So easily.
I see. You're on the
edge. Like... So too lazy for all the ambition I have.
Yeah.
Or too ambitious for all the laziness I have. Either
I
way,
see.
But yeah, I could get thrown off schedule so easily if I don't put myself on a schedule.
Her cat always like climbs on her head while she, you know, gets up.
Yeah.
She walks into the bathroom with the cat.
Mm-hmm.
Cat always goes in the bathroom.
Oh,
with
he
her.
Gets pissed if I try to put him down before the bathroom.
Yeah,
he runs into the bathroom.
He's been in there for every bathroom session she's ever had, I think, like for the past fucking 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki goes downstairs. She gets her coffee.
Well, I drink water first.
Oh, you drink a cup of water.
You should stay hydrated. That's a huge thing.
And then you drink coffee.
And then I drink my coffee.
You make your coffee at the Keurig machine.
At the Keurig, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if there's no coffee, then I
freak out.
I have to get
my schedule's
coffee.
Off.
I have to get coffee. Now I wake up and it's like there's a bomb in the bed. It's like you have to go get coffee. You have 1 hour.
I try to make sure that doesn't happen. The other day we bought coffee at Target because I knew that we were out of coffee and I didn't want that to happen.
And the cat didn't bag it.
And the guy didn't put it in our bag. Yeah.
And, then Nikki wanted to blame me because she sent me to go get coffee. And then thank God we had that receipt. Oh, I thank God every day we had that receipt.
I sent Steve to get the coffee when we were at the Target. Yeah,
I was going down for this, bro.
So I definitely need coffee in the morning for sure. It's part of my routine.
Right.
So it throws off the whole thing.
You go and you write in your journal.
I either write in my journal.
Or you sip your coffee.
I read a chapter from a book.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where it gets a little, that's where it gets a little weird,
right? Or I plan.
Yeah. It can be very different.
Very different depending on the day. Same with the workout. So after that is when I work out. It could be running, it could be walking, it could be yoga. But whatever it is, I'm already in the gym clothes, I'm in a workout uniform.
Yeah.
Because it sets me in that mindset. Otherwise, it's so easy to just stay in bed and not work out at all. So that's something I've been doing lately. And then meditating. It's hard to get myself to meditate because it feels so unproductive, but it's actually something that helps a lot.
It helps you a lot. Yeah. You should definitely meditate.
I know. I don't know why I fight it so hard. But yeah, then the thing that really puts me into work mode is brushing my teeth. So after the coffee, brushing my teeth. Brushing my teeth is like, oh, we're doing shit today.
I see.
Like my day's getting started. And also putting on mascara. I just feel really sleepy and tired until I put on mascara. Then I'm like, well, my eyes are open.
Yeah, and then you usually Insta stories or something like that.
Yeah, I try to. I don't love doing that.
Oh, I love
you
it.
You know? Well, no, I love
you got me hooked.
I love Insta stories. Don't get me wrong. No, I love Insta stories, but I like doing it later in the day, like after I've gotten all the personal stuff out of the way. But I try to do it throughout the day just because it makes more sense to do that, you know?
Sure.
But yeah, social media is part of our job. I don't know if that's the case.
It's such a funny thing, too, because it's like, because even last night, I was like, we were doing like a bit. We always do bits at home, like just together. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, right, I could film this. Because I've been filming more lately, like personally, like Instagram-wise and stuff. And doing Instagram stuff and like trying to be more social media person again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, shit, we should just film this bit. And it was a blast. But like that's shit that like, I don't know. Like because we've been talking about how what I should do on my channel now and shit.
Right.
And like should I vlog or whatever the fuck. And I've always been so – it's so hard to get me to do something because I want it to be perfect or whatever.
Yeah.
But then – like last night, we're doing this bit, and it's so stupid and fun. And I'm just like, yeah, I just want to do fucking stupid bits like this.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Well, and that's what vlogging is, right? It lets you just do that shit. Like, why?
Yeah, so the hard part happens when – so this is like – this kind of ties into the personal and work thing. It's harder for us because a lot of jobs, even if you're working from home, your work isn't your life. But a lot of what we do has to do with filming our life. So it's kind of weird because it's – social media and it's personality driven. And so, it's even harder to separate work and personal life. But that aspect of having fun is the thing that that's the number one thing I would go back and tell myself is to not forget to have fun.
Yeah.
Because that's why you're doing it in the first place. Like the whole reason working at home is the dream is because it's like you're having fun, right?
Yeah,
like
should be, yeah.
The side hustle that you were doing is the fun thing. And like your main thing is like, oh, I wish I could make enough money with my side thing to quit this main thing so I could do it. Then when that becomes your main thing, when the side thing becomes your main thing, all of a sudden it's work and it's hard and it's like there's deadlines and it's stressful and like now all these people have opinions on it and they matter because it's your only thing.
Yep.
And you forget to have fun.
I know.
Like and the whole way it started was by having fun.
Right.
So yeah, doing the social media stuff is.
Do you make? Are you like I'm gonna make room in my schedule for fun?
Because
you really don't do that.
No, I don't. It's something my therapist told me to do, actually. Yeah. But that's kind of what my morning thing has been, is just like not allowed to work during these hours. I'm not allowed to because I'm always wanting to work.
Exactly.
Because I feel fulfilled when I feel like I've been productive.
Yes.
The downfall is that I never feel like I get everything done. Mm-hmm. So I'm never actually fulfilled.
Yes.
So making time for personal self-care stuff is super important.
Yeah, especially for a creative person.
Yeah.
There's nothing that gets your juices pumping more than
Yeah.
I think like having fun in some sense that inspires something else.
The other thing my brain does though is it turns the fun stuff into work. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to exercise, right? Because I want to have that self time. But then I'm like, okay, I have to exercise this amount of time. I have to do this many reps, or I turn everything into like a challenge or a competition or like a goal-oriented work thing, and then it becomes stressful.
Sure.
I'm like, that's no longer my fun thing. I have to have a fun break from my fun break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of so the other night, because I've been sick and I just didn't want to write anything. I've felt like I'm underwater for the past like week. Mm. It's just been sucky as hell.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, I try to watch a movie a day. You know that. I try to watch a movie every single day to give myself new references that you're constantly, we all reference all kinds of shit, especially like when you're doing, like we do JK improv News and improv, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And like to be able to have new references is so important. So I try to make myself watch a movie a day. And this time, instead of doing my movie a day thing, I turned on this, me and Nikki have been watching this show about this murderer lady.
Yeah.
And then after Nikki fell asleep, I stayed up watching this fucking weird ass polygamy show for like hours, man. I was up to like 3 a.m. watching this shit. And it was amazing, like creatively, because I just saw so much crazy shit in this show that it made me go like, oh my God, there's so much here that I can use. But
you need those creative breaks.
I absolutely do, yeah.
So what I do so that I can get all my work done and have those creative breaks also is once work starts, so work starts at 9 for me right now. I do my personal stuff in the morning and then work starts at 9. I will set an alarm on my phone. And there are certain apps you can get that block all social media or like websites or whatever. But for me, I don't know, that's too much hassle for me. I can be disciplined enough to not go on websites and social media. I just have to set an alarm on my phone. So I set an alarm for 2 to 3 hours. And that way my brain knows that it's going to get a break. Because if my brain doesn't think I'm going to get a break anytime soon, it starts looking for breaks. It starts like going towards distractions and procrastinating and doing those kinds of things. But if I know in 2 hours I'm going to get a break, if I just can focus for 2 hours, then it really, really helps to get all the stuff done. And I find I can like really zero in and focus for those 2 to 3 hours. Then 2 to 3 hours goes by, I allow myself like a half hour to an hour break, depending on if it's lunchtime or whatever. If I need to eat, then maybe it's an hour. And I get to do whatever I want in that hour. I can go on social media. I can watch a show. I can play a game on my phone. I can eat.
What about people who are like, I can't control this though? Like you were telling me last night.
Yeah.
Like for example, perfect example. We, I caught you in the hallway. You were on Instagram stories for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, hey honey, did you want to, and you're like, whoa, I just realized I was doing this for so long and I didn't even know until you said something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do about that?
I set an alarm. Oh. So the first thing is to be aware that you fall into those traps.
Yeah.
So be aware like what your distraction is. I think, you know, everyone has some sort of vice or addiction at whatever time. So mine is, Instagram. I just can't stop scrolling. I look at the explore page. I follow a lot of brands. So then like a brand will advertise something. I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then I'll start shopping on their website. And, like, I don't even realize what's happening. I watch people's stories and then I don't even like the stories, but I can't stop watching them.
Some mornings I see Nikki in the kitchen in the same spot for an hour.
No, not in mornings.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. If like when you're by the coffee machine.
Oh.
And then you have your coffee and then you're just like there for an hour on your phone in the same exact location.
Oh.
Just totally absorbed in the scroll.
I don't know. It could be. Those are blackout moments for me.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Yeah, so what I have to do is set an alarm. So I set an alarm for work, and then when that alarm goes off and now it's the playtime or the work break, I set an alarm for the work break for the playtime, you know. And then when that alarm goes off, I have to start working again. And then it goes another 2 or 3 hour chunk so I can really hone in and work. And for me, working those 2 to 3 hour chunks, you're like, what do you do during those chunks? I'm either writing or I'm editing or I'm working on like jewelry. I have a jewelry line now.
Yes.
So I've been working on like different designs. Thank you. It's been really fulfilling. But
kittens
also,
and coffee.
You know, kittens and coffee. Yeah, follow us on Instagram. But yeah, it's been really rewarding. But also, these are things that they take time. If you don't spend time on them and you don't actively work on them, then they don't grow. So prioritizing them is important. But it's really hard to do when you're your own boss and you don't run the risk of getting fired.
Yes.
If you're not working on them, it's just something that you should be working on if your goal really is to grow a business or continue to work for yourself. You should be prioritizing those things.
One of the best things ever, in my opinion, for this stuff, like as far as managing your own time and schedule stuff, mm-hmm. is deadlines, bro.
Yeah.
I can fuck with any deadline. Like, I'll never miss a deadline. If mm-hmm. I set a deadline for something, I hit it every time. So even if it's a self deadline, right, where it's like, well, I have to have this script done or this thing done by this day or this time,
yeah.
I can get it done. Like as long as I have that pressure, it really motivates me to get it done.
So what gives you that pressure?
Usually it's some kind of, like, if I tell somebody something where it's like, I'll have this done.
So
by
accountability.
This time. Absolutely.
So for you, it's accountability.
Absolutely.
It helps to have even me there probably.
Sure.
Yeah. Working together, we do several things together. Mm-hmm. We do, the Sticky Show. We do this podcast together.
Yep.
We do, Tasty Tuesdays together. Yeah, yeah. We do the Sticky Show.
Yeah.
And
we do Instagram stories together.
We do. And then we do JK News and JK Party together.
Mm-hmm.
So having those structures in
Although
place.
Although I'm not a regular on JK Party, but whatever. And you are, but yeah. Whatever.
But yeah, for me, the deadline thing, before when I was trying to get consistent on YouTube, I would always kind of like miss. If I'm like, I'm uploading every Wednesday, I'd kind of miss here and there because
yes.
I wanted everything to be creative and like have the best idea or whatever. When Tasty Tuesday happened, or actually when I merged my channels and I was uploading 5 days a week, it was like, oh, I have to have a video every day.
Yes.
So that put a deadline into place. And then when I scaled it back a little bit, having a format called Tasty Tuesday where it has to come out every Tuesday because it's the
disaster.
Day. Like, it can't come out on Wednesday.
Nope.
Because that wouldn't make any sense. It totally made me more deadline oriented. Another thing that helps that I wish that somebody would have told me earlier, something for the beginning, like when you're first starting your own projects where you're not really necessarily getting paid for them right away. They're like, you know, your videos, your blogs, the things that you have fun doing in the beginning, building a portfolio, things like that, that will really help you down the line, but you're not necessarily like making a living off of it currently. It can be hard to make them a priority because you're not getting paid. What really helped me and what made me get more consistent on my YouTube channel is pretending that I got hired for it.
Oh, that makes
sense. Like hiring myself, like creating the job and then hiring myself for it. And it can even help if you like make a little agreement for yourself, just something that makes it more like official, like you're getting hired as an independent contractor, because I'm like you where I won't let someone else down.
Yes.
I can let myself down,
yes.
But I won't let, if someone hired me to do a job, I will not let that deadline go by without the job being done. I'll make sure it's a higher quality of work. I always work harder for other people
me
than
too.
I work for myself for
me
some
too.
Reason.
For sure.
So pretending to hire myself for a job or pretending that I got hired for that job made me so much more on track. And I even, in the beginning, I would hold money aside, so I would pay myself when the job was completed.
Dude, humans are so fucking funny.
It's so weird.
It's so absurd.
Like, you need, like, a motivation.
The psychological games that we have to play to motivate ourselves
yeah.
to get shit done is amazing.
Well, because if you think about it, like, when you're employed, you're motivated by fear.
Like, of course.
Like, you don't want to get fired. You know, you don't want to fuck up. You don't want...
I wanted to get fired so bad at my old job. Because
most people don't want to get fired.
But no, but if you got fired... Then you could go on unemployment like everyone else did.
No. You can only go on unemployment if it wasn't your fault that you got
laid
off.
No, exactly.
Or fired.
So that's what I wanted, is to get laid off.
Okay, well, there's a difference.
Okay, my bad.
So
because this job
fired...
sucked so much ass. And so I just, but this
right.
guy was notorious. He would never lay anybody off because he was like, mm-hmm. I will never pay that shit.
Because
mm-hmm. he knew he had to pay for the fun employment.
But if you messed up, though, like if
oh,
you
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
get your job done,
yeah.
then you have every right to get fired and
True.
You don't get unemployment
yeah.
for that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you're still motivated by fear. Because
but that was the game. It was like, how do I get laid off here?
Totally.
How do I figure this out?
I did. I got laid off of my restaurant job and I was on unemployment for a while.
I know you
but
killed it,
was,
it with that.
It was harder to get another restaurant job than it was to book another acting job.
It's true.
Like, restaurant jobs are just as hard.
Yeah. Like auditioning.
In LA.
Like,
yeah.
And you were giving headshots at
legit,
places?
Like,
yeah, I know.
Here in LA, you have to give a headshot to an interview to work at a restaurant.
And it's not like you don't have them. So you're like, well, you know, we are all actors. So okay.
And then they're like, why do you have a headshot? Are you going to prioritize acting?
Yeah. Are you going to prioritize acting over this restaurant? And you're like, absolutely, but I'm going to say I'm not.
No. I would tell them.
Oh, would you really?
Yeah, but it's so weird. I was so aware of how qualified I was as a server, because after you've been serving tables for 10 years, you're like, oh yeah, I got this shit on lock. Like,
sure.
You would want me to work for your restaurant.
Right.
And I had a good track record too, where like I had good tenure at my previous jobs.
Shout out Chili's.
I would prioritize acting, but I would always get my shift covered. So I was really responsible with it.
Yeah.
So I let my future employer know. I was like, hey, I'm going to prioritize acting, but I will always get my shift cover and I'll always be responsible.
When you go to Chili's now, do you try to talk shop with the wait staff?
No. Oh, I don't go to Chili's.
That's true. We don't go to Chili's.
No,
they don't have any Chili's in LA.
They
kind
do,
of a joke.
They do, but it's like, it's very not close
not
to
really,
us.
Not really, though. They're
it's
like an Alhambra or something.
Alhambra.
Yeah, it's like a far away bitch to get to a Chili's. Because I know, because me and Horton used to joke about going to Chili's all the time, and then we never got to actually go as part of the bit.
Yeah.
Because it was so far away.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but if you do that, if you treat it like a job until it becomes your business, you know, it's almost like you will this job into existence. Because now the things that I used to have to, like, trick myself into that was my job, now it kind of is my job. Like, that's my main source of income.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's interesting how that works. I also am very motivated by stickers. Not gonna lie.
Yes.
Like, for, like, not for work, but for, like, personal things, like health goals.
You're talking
goals
about your planner stickers.
Yeah, I'm
she
like
has
stars.
Stickers that go in her planner.
Like, you know how you're first grade and you get a sticker, a little star, like a gold star
of course,
for completing
some of the
your homework
of my life.
And stuff? I'm so motivated by that still. I love picking out stickers, new stickers. And I'm just saying, find what works for you. Like, some people are more motivated if they have accountability partners. I'm motivated by stickers.
I'm going with my accountability partners personally, but I hear you.
Ooh, it used to be I was motivated by a drink or like a treat.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Right?
That's way better.
A
treat's a really good motivator.
No, it's great, but then, you know, I started gaining weight.
Oh, I see.
Because like
if
you're
treating
yourself.
That's like doing potty prizes when you're training like a 3-year-old to use the bathroom. It's like, okay, you're going to get a fucking thing of Jelly Bellies. And they're like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then they associate all praise with sugar and then,
exactly. That's what was happening.
700 pounds later, they're getting out of the house when they're 33 years old.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's why I felt like at the end of the week, I'm like, I deserve a drink or I deserve a candy bar or cake or whatever. It's not healthy to like reward yourself with that.
That was my thing when I used to do trolling, is because I used to bust my ass at that, man. Like every week I would do, every day I would be at Maker Studios writing with them. And then or doing some kind of show, I'd do the Ray show or whatever, writing a Timmy cartoon or something. And then on a Thursday was always my shoot day. So I'd wake up at like 6 a.m. and then I'd go to the Ray show and then we'd shoot the Ray show and then we would be done by like 3 or so or 2. And then I'm going to Venice Beach and then I'm filming till like 7 or so or 6 or 7. And then I get home at like 9 because the traffic is a nightmare. And then I would every week try to go to the movies. And then every time I sat down in the movie theater and I got to sit in the chair, I would just relax my entire upper body in the chair, like with the armrests, you know, I'd sink into it. And I'd be like, I did everything I needed to do this week. And
that's
I'm set right now.
So that was like your reward.
It was my reward. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to the movies. Yeah.
I like that.
Was still work for me because I wanted to memorize structure of movies and how it all tied together and stuff. But yeah, that was really helpful for me.
So for me right now, because we're in our new house, it's still kind of new for us. We've been there for 6 months, but it's new. And like, I love decorating.
It's only
stuff.
Been 6 months.
I know. I love decorating. I love Pinterest. I love all that stuff. There's certain areas in the house that I won't work. Like, work is not allowed there. So I'm not allowed to go to those areas unless I'm done with my work day.
Wow.
You know, like the living room.
Yeah.
You know, the living room is just for relaxation. It's just for personal life. So I'm not even allowed to go there.
That's funny.
Until my work is done. And so when I get to sit on that couch, I'm like, yay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The work day is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get to do Pinterest or I get to do whatever I want on that couch that's not work related.
Right.
which is funny because then I start getting all these ideas for work. Get all these like creative ideas.
Yeah, but they're fun, right?
Yeah, because you're allowing your brain to take a break.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're not demanding your brain to think of creative ideas. I think
that's
a hard
the best
part.
Thing that you've ever said, because not demanding your brain to come up with something creative is the magic, man. That's when it's like you can really get some decent shit in there.
Yeah.
Not demanding it, I think, is important. Like even with deadlines and stuff, being demanded to come up with something creative is really hard.
Yeah, it is. Putting that pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Totally. That's why when I go back to the main thing that I would tell myself about not losing the fun is the key to everything.
Yeah.
Like the loosening up of your brain and stuff. I tend to overanalyze everything. And
that's what I've tried to tell you through the years is and that's such a part of my process is trying to have references and keeping things lighter so that I can generate.
Well, I'll tell you what's hard, why it's so hard for me to keep the fun is because when it was a side hustle, it's like, oh, my main needs are taken care of with my job, right? So then when I go to work on my side hustle, which is creating videos or whatever it is, doing stand-up, all this stuff, there's no pressure because that's just the fun. Like, that's just for fun. But then when it becomes your main thing, there's all of a sudden this pressure because you're like, well, what if people don't like it? Or what if I do a bad job? Or what if I lost it? Or what if I'm all these what ifs? And then you're like just pressuring yourself to come up with something better than anything you've ever done. And it's just, it just becomes more serious. And like, it's hard to be like, no, don't take it seriously. And I think that comes with trust. Like after a certain amount of years of doing it and being like, okay, no, I got it now. Like you can allow yourself to trust more. I think I had more trust issues with myself about being able to make it happen.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So keeping that same passion that you had when it was your side hustle, like keeping that when it becomes your main thing, I think is like a huge, huge part of successfully working for yourself or working from home.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
You have any final thoughts?
That is my final thought.
Oh, wow.
My final thought is to keep the fun.
I like that.
Yeah. Life's not that serious. It's only as serious as people make it. I mean, everyone's like, well, how could you say it's not serious? People dying everywhere.
No, yeah,
but it's like you don't, that's not in your control.
No, right.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole thing is don't take everything so fucking seriously. But that's been my mantra for as long as I can remember. But we never got to do my pinball segment, so I guess I'm just going to...
You can do your pinball segment as your final thought.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I really think that... I've been eyeballing this one particular pinball machine. The Lethal Weapon 2 pinball machine for years now. Probably like $1,400. And I think there's a good spot for it in my office, and I think it would really help me, actually. I think it would help me be
How
more
would it
productive.
Help you?
I think that it would help me be more productive.
I would allow it if you only got 5 quarters a day and you had to run the pinball machine on quarters. So then those are your breaks.
We have all kinds of quarters in all kinds of places.
No, but you would only be allowed.
I could find quarters.
An allowance. See, this
I could
is,
find quarters so
you
easily.
Have
you have
boundaries.
No idea who you're talking to right now.
This is why we have to set boundaries. You're not allowed to have a pinball machine.
Well, wait. Okay, but what if? Okay, what if I had like 10 quarters a day?
Nah, you have to earn 10 quarters.
Here's the
a day.
Thing.
You have to earn it.
No, you're not really listening to me.
I'm listening
because I really suck at pinball. I'm not good at it.
Good.
So if you only give me five quarters, I'll only play for like 30 seconds.
It'll
and I'll
force
be done.
You to get better. Not only will you be more productive, but you'll be better at pinball because you won't squander those 5 quarters.
Okay.
You're welcome. I'm gonna be an awesome mom. I'm gonna be like the mean mom.
What's pretty cool.
And then later the kids are gonna be like, oh, I'm so glad you were a mean mom.
If you get to 10,000 points, Danny Glover actually says, I'm just getting too old for this shit.
That's something to work towards.
But I'll probably never ever hear it because I'm so bad at pinball.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to Shit They Don't Tell You. Please subscribe, rate, review. Unless you hated this, then don't do any of those things. But, I mean, subscribe still.
No, please subscribe, rate, and review because it really helps us out a lot. And also, hey, take a U day today.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm telling them that they should take a U day.
They shouldn't. What if they have deadlines?
No, I think today is their U day. They should make it a U day. Take a you day today.
You mean take a me day?
Take it. Well, right. But yeah, they should do that. today.
All right.
So no excuses. Today is your me day. Go explore.
I guess, you know, follow the advice of the people that you want to mimic their lives. So if you want to be like Steve.
Who doesn't want to be like me? Are you kidding me?
Take a me day.
Take your me day.
I want to. Man, it would be so nice to have a wife that plans everything for you.
I know. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty good. But then she gets a little annoying.
You should kill her.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.